And the villagers all gathered round, and the decree was, today is Friday. And there was much rejoicing. Yay! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. 11 minutes after 5. Got a lot to do today. There's a lot to do tonight. We got the, what's the name of the Pink Floyd tribute band?
Code Pink?
Project Pink.
Project Pink, right. Yes.
Yeah,
Project
Code Pink is, that's your group of people, right. Buddy. Code Pink.
Code Pink are those weirdos that disrupt events and
right.
What have you.
Oh, we have that as well.
All right, Project Pink, that's going to be playing, and I really would like to see that. What time does that start?
9 o'clock.
It starts at 9 o'clock?
Yeah. The timing for you will be great.
The timing for me is awesome.
You're not going to have room to park the motorhome downtown, though, so you're going to have to drop that off before you go downtown.
No, you make room. Didn't you see the video of the Russian hovercraft landing on the beach?
Mm.
Did you see that?
I did not.
It's a crowded beach, a public beach. Everybody's enjoying the summer day, and in comes this ginormous Russian hovercraft coming in off the boat, and it lands on the beach. And it, you know how the Russian military are. They were very kind and considerate,
sure.
And they sent out a little bit of a, please move. No, they just landed on the beach, and if you didn't move, you got crushed to death. Population
really?
Control.
They ran over people?
No, people got out of the way. Russian people aren't stupid.
Maybe somebody sunbathing face down and didn't even see it coming, you know?
You know, I hate to tell you this, but hovercraft aren't quiet.
Okay.
It's a lovely day here in Russia.
Well, it's like the ones they use to cross the English Channel. I rode on one of
those
ones.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's a military one. I think you could launch an attack off of this thing. Anyway.
Just take the trailer downtown and tell, like, the first 20 people you see. Dude, the cops can't see what you're doing in here. And then there'll be room for you. There'll be no problem.
You know, that's one way to get word out about the show, huh? You know, the WSAU, Wisconsin Morning Show, rolling.
You think anybody going to a Pink Floyd tribute show is going to be baked? Is that what you're suggesting there?
Huh. Well, there would be none of that.
Flambéed, sir.
Flambéed. It's a high-class place. We are flambéed.
First of all, Pink Floyd fans have to work at staying up until 9 o'clock on a Friday night, right?
Mm.
These days, anyway.
Mm. What are you saying? We're all geriatric? Is that what you're saying?
I want to hear that. Wish you were here, but...
Well, you know, you gotta
get the blue plate
at
4
o'clock.
Gotta
start those shows about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, man.
Well, all right, so there's that. Then, of course, high school football starting tonight.
Right.
I will be down at the Spash game in Stevens Point with the King's Camper, grilling with the King tonight, getting that all fired up. Literally fired up, if you know what I'm saying. Then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. It's going to be a good day,
Plus
Tater.
The Packers, of course. Packers play Seattle tonight.
Packers are going to crush Seattle. That's my opinion.
I don't know. Seattle's pretty good.
No, it's that's stupid.
I'm not getting into arguments about preseason games.
Yeah,
this is
care.
The game, though, where the starters will play longer than any other game, so mm-hmm. We'll get a good indication. But Seattle, some people are picking Seattle to go to the Super Bowl
This is the game, don't get hurt.
You know, to make any kind of a Super Bowl prediction at this point is dumb. You can't make a prediction at this point. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, there's pundits from doing it all the time. It's just like politics. Pundits predict things all the time. And, who's going to win the next election? Next election is 2 years away, and we're predicting who's going to run.
Well, that's true. All right, I see your analogy. I see your analogy, and I raise you a guess. So we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We're going to have a very good program this morning. There's a lot of stuff we need to talk about. I will tell you this. I know there's a lot of people that want to hear us talk about this World War II veteran that was beaten in Spokane, Washington. We will get to this. I am going to reserve most of my comments on this story for feedback, which will begin at 8 a.m. this morning. This this is one of those stories where certain leaders of certain groups need to stand up and prove that they're not hypocrites. We'll see if that happens. I already know the answer, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. So we've got that. Never fear.
Wait a minute. You can't do both.
Oh, yes.
You can't already know the answer and give them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt in saying that here's the opportunity for them not to prove that they're hypocrites, but because in every circumstance that it's come up before, they've proven they were hypocrites. I haven't, you know what I'm saying? I know what's going to happen, but I'm waiting to see.
But you haven't waited to see. You've already determined what's going to happen.
My job is to assess the circumstance and make a determination. That's my job.
Okay.
Okay. My job is to read the information, assess the information, and give an opinion. That is what I was brought on board to do. And my wife is like, that's what you do for a living, honey, not when you do it at home.
Ah, your opinions don't carry the same weight at home as they do here?
Do your opinions carry the same weight at home as they do here? Your opinions don't matter much here. Ah, I mean, I can only imagine.
Thank you.
I can only imagine how much it sucks for you at the house. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Some people see my comedy. They always write about it online and stuff. They're like, oh, he was just stoned. You know, he's just high. This guy's joking about fruit flies and hands. But I'm not. This is just how I am. You know, I'm actually really bad at drugs. You know, like, I'm the guy who will ruin the party. And I'll say stuff like, I could see how people would kill themselves on this. And I was like, Jesus. Like, what? I feel like my tongue is in 3D. They're like, your tongue is in 3D, stupid. All right, like, babysit this guy the whole party. I'm not gonna. Plus, it's unfair to assume that I'm high, you know, because my job is to think of funny stuff, you know. And when you're high, everything's funny, you know. So it'd be an occupational hazard if I just smoked pot and like came up here with like a notebook full of jokes, like, have you ever seen a snowflake? It's like, whoa. I got other ones. Why is peanut butter so delicious? I guess I do drugs if you count drinking. I drink a lot. And my friends, they're tough guys, you know, so they're always like, hey, man, you got to drink Jaeger. That's what you got to do, man. Yeah, that's what we drink. Tastes like licorice. I'm like, yeah, it tastes like licorice, but the taste isn't the problem. You know what I mean? I've never had a bag of licorice and tried to fight a cop. You know, that's really...
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.